No one's 5'11". No one's 5'11".
I'm actually 5'11", so.
I don't believe you. 5'10" people say they're 5'11". I've never met an actual 5'11" person. Welcome to Spinsters, where Ennis Cantor is proud to be an American, wearing Lacy nosies to freedom. I'm Haley O'Shaughnessy.
To freedom!
And I'm Jordan Liggins.
Do you have housekeeping things? Anything?
I think the biggest housekeeping thing that we have to address is that our producer Harry got new pillows. And I'm really excited for him. It was someone from our Blue Wire family that sent
him
pillows.
They are fluffy pillows, yeah.
He needed more fluff. If you guys haven't seen that video on our Twitter, it's absolutely hilarious, and I'm just really happy for him. So that's my housekeeping for today.
I will add that on a very similar note, our episode from Thursday with Jasmine Watkins was so excellent. I'm so proud of it, and
yes.
I would love for you to go back and listen to it while you are on our podcast page. If you would like to rate and review, that would be so great. But you don't have to. God, my back is killing me. Today when I was on my laptop all day, I was like, I tried sitting up perfectly straight. Then yeah. I tried doing the like recline on the couch, like the half up with your knees up a little bit. Then mm-hmm. I tried doing like sitting like I was typing on my stomach, which is the stupidest thing ever. Like that just hurt my back even more.
That never works.
I literally it's so bad that I tried typing on my side.
With one?
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I was like laying, yeah. Like I was about to go to, I mean, it's because I'm a side sleeper, I think.
I'm a side sleeper too.
Yeah.
Isn't life better that way?
Yeah, except for when I got the booster.
Oh.
Because I got the flu shot in my left, the booster in my right. I was like, I kept rolling over and it just was so brutal.
Wait, obviously, I'm sorry. You were one of those that got them both at the same time?
I didn't know.
They asked me that and I was like, are you insane? I have to try to space these out, but you just went for it. Wow.
Yeah, honestly, I didn't think it through.
But I admire you.
You know what they say, or what my grandma says, there's a baby fetuses in the shot. So that's definitely why.
There you go.
Shout out
to both
grandma.
Of them.
I'm like, dude, thank you for letting me know about the baby fetuses.
Thanks for the heads up.
But keep drinking that bleach. Just kidding. I don't think she's drink bleach. I don't know. I have to check on her.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay. Well, something we both instantly wanted to talk about today is something I think we feel awful about. Like, just really more secondhand embarrassment for me is coming from this Kemba situation with Tibbs than watching Succession last night, which just purely be not even. Oh, this is kind of a spoiler. Fast forward. Do the like 30-second fast forward, like probably three times.
Dad, and then especially.
What's your dad's first name?
Gerald.
Gerald, fast forward 4 times, just be safe. On Succession last night, Shiv had 2 of the worst outfits I've seen yet. She had like a pinstripe suit and she wears like the worst cut too. Like it's not even a cute, fashionable, like high cut. You know what I mean? It's, and the buttons always look weird. Like, and then she wore it with a tank top underneath. It was just brutal. And then she wore this dress, which she did look hot in, but it was just the ugliest color and it didn't match her sun hat. And I was like,
what are you doing?
You can't dress that bad and be this mean to your husband.
You can't have both. You have to pick one or the other.
You have to pick one. And then Insecure as well.
I thought it was last night. Okay.
Not yet. Call me tomorrow when you watch it.
Okay.
Anyway, Joe, you're safe. The Kemba situation has been, what, for a week now? 2 weeks? Yeah. The whole season? Been giving us the most. It's so sad. I feel so sad for him.
It is sad. It is sad. And basically what's happening right now is he not only lost his starting spot, but he's completely out of the rotation. And in quotes by Tibbs, for now. But I don't know. And I feel bad for him because he said, like, at the press conference, like, this has never happened in his life at any level. And think about how long he's played basketball, like in sixth grade when he's on like his youth AAU team, still was starting. And now he comes and plays for Tibbs, doesn't play.
He was literally an all-star for like, like what, 2 years ago?
I know.
And he signed with them. It's not even like he was traded there. He signed with them. I want to read, did I take out an Athletic quote from this? Maybe I didn't. I read that the reason I saw the Tib quote first was the Athletic, and then I saw the actual video of him saying it on Twitter, and that was extremely hard to watch.
Oh, gosh.
But essentially, in the Athletic piece and then in the video, he said that he's going to narrow down the rotation essentially to like the 10 players that they've been playing recently, and more specifically, 9. He was like, the 9 I played against Atlanta is who I really want. That is very Tibbsian. Like, I completely believe that. So, essentially, that is Burks will replace Kemba in the backup role. No, in the first unit. Yeah, he'll replace him in the first. And then Fournier, RJ Barrett, Julius Randle, Mitchell Robinson. Not Robertson, Robinson. Mm-hmm. And then Derrick Rose, and Quickly will be in the second unit, which he was saying, you know, I really don't want 3 small guards in my second unit. And that.
Yeah. I think it's a height harsh thing. Like, that's what he originally quoted.
You don't have to play them all together.
I know.
You and don't have to. You can have more people on your bench than just a couple replacements. 9 players is not even a full replacement.
It's
that's
not.
Just very Tibbs. Yeah. Sorry, what were you saying about height?
Yeah, that was his original excuse of why he took Kemba out of the rotation is because he's 6 foot and he'd rather go with Alec Burke, who's 6'6". And I think that hurts more because that's not something, it's not like, Kemba, you're not shooting well. It's like something that you can't change. It's your height. And I don't like it right now. That's really hard to swallow.
Well, yes. And there's a couple things at play here. Like,
yeah,
let's take Tibbs and his habits out of the equation. This is not like a new thing for Kemba. This is not a uniquely Tibbs issue with Kemba. Like, this was traced back any lineup he's been in. Let's look back at Boston, for example. Mm-hmm. Like, there have been times throughout his career where he can hang a little bit. I think that the most impressive he's ever looked to me is when he says, I'm going to dedicate myself to drawing charges. If you're going to be that size and you know you're at a disadvantage, like you said, you can't change.
Mm-hmm.
Use that frailty? Frailness. Okay. Use the frail frame you have. Ooh, alliteration. To your advantage. As far back as you can, possibly in the lane to draw a charge.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is you are inclined because of your shape to get that call. You are smaller. If you can, you're going to be more convincing. That's like one element, though. People love Kyle Lowry for that. It's like one of the 18 things he does on defense. That's amazing. That's a lot also to ask for a 31-year-old with knee problems.
Mm.
He is just, for regular defense, especially like one of the issues that Tibbs has cited a lot is switching.
Yeah.
Kemba's just not quick enough.
He's not.
You have to have He's a super not. Fast shuffle to keep up with how Tibbs wants to play. And God bless those short legs, but He's not going to be able to do it.
No.
Wingspan doesn't help. There's also a reason, though. Like, let's say, okay, height, obviously you can't change. There's a reason someone who's 6'1", like Terry Rozier, is better off than, like, 6-foot Kemba, because he doesn't really allow himself to be banged around. Kemba can't sponge. Like, he can't be a sponge against anything. It's just, yeah, I mean, he doesn't bang around on the inside. He's not getting rebounds. That's something, like, even, like, a short Terry really tries for.
That's fair. That's fair.
Then there's Tibbs. Like, you know, Tibbs does not, when he decides, he decides.
Yeah. And I say, when I said earlier, like, you know, it started out with it being about his height, but now, like, the stats are kind of coming to the forefront of what the Knicks were when he was on the floor and what they were when he was off. And it is a huge difference. It's a huge difference. I just saw on StatMuse that they posted, the Knicks have been outscored by 122 points when Kemba is on the floor this season. The worst plus minus by any player on a winning team. That is a wild stat. It's a wild stat. And I think you also think of Tibbs and you think of his defense and you think of the emphasis on that. And if you see the stats right there that says, hey, when you don't play this guy, your defense is better. And I mean, that's something you can't really argue with. Like, that's just a tough blow for Kemba right now.
That is, yeah, that's, I didn't know that those were the, look at you using StatMuse.
I know, just using the numbers, you know, sometimes my fact checking ghost.
Doing some, doing some Googling. That's amazing. Good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know. The other hard thing is that it's not like Fournier's helping in that aspect, but Tibbs is willing to say, yeah, I'd rather have him in there than, I'd rather sacrifice the defense by having him in there than Kemba.
Yeah.
That's tough. And
it is tough. It's tough. And what I love about it, though, is Kemba is being a good sport about it. Like I mentioned in that other press conference, like, he was saying, like, I could be angry, I could be upset, but I'm going to stay ready. I'm going to keep practicing and keep this positive attitude. He is saying that now. If this keeps going on for a couple weeks, I think the song is going to change a little bit. He's going to be a little upset. But for right now, he has a positive attitude about it. And that's kind of nice. I love that.
Yeah, I'm looking up his zodiac.
Ooh.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I would be so no, upset.
I would be pissed.
Oh, he's a Taurus. I don't think this is going to last for, I don't think that, like, okay, I'm content with it, it's going to last for long. I forgot, now I'm seeing in my notes app, I wrote down a line from the Athletic piece by Fred Katz that is just so, it says, in a perfect world, Walker and Fournier could score enough to justify a defensive downtick. Alas, this bitter world is a flawed one.
Anytime the sentence starts with alas, it's not gonna be like good.
That dude, he said hyperbole or nothing.
Damn,
it is flawed.
It is flawed. And it's like, since he's made that change,
I'm glad we're talking about it.
The Knicks are 0-3 since Kemba is out of the rotation, so I think that's also interesting. They have, you know, they played the Bulls.
Who'd they play?
They played the Bulls, Brooklyn.
Look, no one's speaking. The Bulls.
No one.
Okay, actually, that's kind of tough because the Bulls, I watched that game. That was really fun. No one's beating the Bulls. The Nuggets, despite Michael Porter Jr. being out, are like, Jokic is just doing what Jokic does, which is like, oh, all my teammates are hurt, so I'm going to have a fantastic season. And then, you know, KD. So that's tough. Let's check in like a month.
Yeah.
It just is, like, I feel like, not to go on about this forever, but I feel like this kind of, we could have seen it come in, like, after game one against Boston. That was already, it went to two overtimes. Second overtime, he did not play. Tibbs played Derrick Rose, and he was like, that was our best chance at closing them out.
Yikes. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And even and like Evan game. Fournier was better was than his him game
to shine, and he didn't.
I mean, it, that's what's kind of really sad. Like he's coming home. He had a more dramatic coming home video mm-hmm. when he signed with the Knicks than Messi got going to PSG. Obviously, Messi's not from Paris, but still, like it's Messi.
Right.
He just won that whatever word I can't pronounce. That's just crazy. Yeah, that was a bad omen for Kemba. He had like three turnovers. Dude, Kentucky Mushmouth is already setting in.
I that's what I blamed it on. I wasn't even expecting you to correct it. Yeah. Like it's already setting. It's happening. It's already happening.
It's getting pretty bad. But anyway, I feel bad for him. But this is very Tibbs. Like Tibbs keeps a small rotation. Look back on the Chris Dunn year. If you mess up, you're out. Mm-hmm. He does not like second chances. You can tell right away who he feels confident in, and it is not Kemba Walker.
It's not Kemba. Dang. Well,
yeah.
I think this is something to keep an eye out on for like the rest of the season. I'm really curious if he does get a second chance, if he makes the best of it, does he show who he really is and continues his all career lows for this whole season? Or I don't know. I just want to keep tabs on this story throughout the season.
My bet is that he does not, unless there's like an injury with, you know, which with Derrick Rose is very possible, he does not substantially rejoin the rotation. Mm-hmm. And even if what they really need to step up with right now is defense, Kemba's never going to be that guy who they call on. So my guess is no.
Dang.
Yeah.
Tough luck for
So we don't like that he is not playing, but who we do like that's out is Neil Olshey got fired, which is amazing. I'm so happy.
It's wonderful.
What do you think this means for like everything? Because I feel even with him, who was so dedicated for years to having this exact team, this exact core, be a championship contender. Because he feels like he already built it. Like now, they've still been in rumors forever about, oh, we're going to trade CJ. Maybe Dame mm-hmm. needs to be traded. Just kidding. We would never.
It's too much. That's really what it is. It's back and forth all the time. And the question keeps coming back to, how is this going to affect Dame? Does Dame still get his championship? Is he still going to be on the Blazers? Do they need to trade people? Do they need to bring people around him? But honestly, I'm with Dame. Like what he tweeted today, UMFs love the drama. And that was his response.
What did he tweet?
He tweeted in response to all of the everything about the trades. Basically, the Athletic article that came out talking about what is Dame going to do. He's unhappy. He's being pushed out. And he said that you guys love the drama.
Which What's UMF? Honestly. What's that stand for?
UMFs, like motherfuckers.
Oh. Oh. You can bleep okay. That. I thought it was like UMF. And I was like, I've never.
UMF.
Okay. I feel like life's flying by me. Honestly, I've been off Twitter a lot more than normal. And it's doing pretty good things for me. But like.
Life's flying by. Dave's
so many
tweeting.
Jokes are flying by. Yeah, and I log on and then I'm like, oh, that was. I wish I could have laughed at that senator too, but here I am, 16 hours later.
No, he basically tweeted that in response to the report that he's unhappy and that keeps coming out that he is disgruntled, walking around Portland just angry all the time, and according to him, that's not the case, but. I think he wants to win. That's the fact. And so now under new management, hopefully they can bring in more pieces around. But the big talk is the CJ Ben Simmons trade. And I think we might differ on this. How do you feel about that as a possibility?
Well, first of all, what's it matter if Dame is like upset? Aren't you allowed to want better for yourself? Also, I feel like Portland's a very walkable city.
You can walk around and be angry. Go for it.
That's what I've heard. I've actually never been. But
oh, we should go. It's a great city.
Yeah, I'm down. I think, well, it's just, it's been time for a change for a long time. This is the thing. Sometimes it does work out. You move your second best, third best player, and it works out. And that's really what you needed. You needed to shake something up, and it matters if you get the return. What's usually questionable is, like, are you getting, is it a star for star swap?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it a star and, like, three players you think can help you?
Yeah.
Because what Portland has needed are three players who can help them, but to complement both Dame and CJ.
Yes. And that's been hard to do.
Yeah. I mean, they've just tried for years and years and years, and, like, none of the people have been either healthy enough or helpful enough. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot of times when you have to do that, trade one of your best players, and he's having such a good season too. It suggests that you have actually a systemic problem on your hands, which is a much bigger problem. But I mean, hopefully whoever is hired permanently also fires Chauncey Billups, because he is doing terribly. Who would have guessed if someone with no head coaching experience would be doing bad? But yes, they've created something that has been non-operational defensively for years. Yeah. Like, they had that one half a season where people are like, wow, they really worked it out.
Yeah. But they're neither just of them, floating neither of them, in the middle.
They need someone who's way better, who can protect them, either one of them. So with Ben, I got this from, The Athletic. They are just killing it.
Not sponsored.
Multiple sources have told The Athletic that Lillard would like to play with the Philadelphia 76ers. There's an error. There's not an error. Dude, I'm sorry. The Athletic would like to play with Philadelphia 76ers three-time All-Star Ben Simmons. The Trailblazers' league-worst defense would instantly improve. I agree.
Yeah.
And sharing a backcourt with a non-shooter could work given
You're doing great, sweetie.
Thank you. Could work given Lillard's high volume usage. Well, he's right. I didn't actually check who wrote that. I'm sorry. You don't need the strongest offensive player if in exchange it gives you, like, a big bump on defense. And maybe Ben is so happy and so relieved to start over somewhere else that he begins experimenting in ways he didn't before.
That's fair.
But yeah, I mean, there's a couple examples. The Warriors, obviously. But that's the thing. Where do you position Dame? How much do you believe in Dame? How much do you believe in aging Dame? Mm-hmm. Considering his game. But also, you can't just start over. Like, you have to, they've wasted years of him.
So try
something risky, because the window is closing anyway. Like, I hate to say that the window is closing, whatever, especially now, because, like, look at someone like Chris Paul.
I know. I feel like that's a rare, rare case. And the thing is, with the window closing, is the other teams in the West are getting better. Like, it's not like everyone is staying the same and then Portland is just, you know, hanging out in the middle at, like, 6th, 7th, 8th. But, like, everyone else is getting better. Like, the Timberwolves are above them right now in the standing.
Is everyone getting better?
Okay, not everyone. But I know if that was a jab at the Lakers right now, I feel personally attacked. But we're not even gonna go there right now. Because I told you I'm on a break from watching the Lakers for my mental health. So we're not gonna go down that
road. Dude, I've been watching them for you.
No.
The wrestler neck. Yeah, it's not great. Yes, but no, you have a great point.
Yeah.
They are. You can't wait anymore. You shouldn't have been waiting to start with. I feel like that was kind of Neil's ego a bit, was saying, okay, let me not try something. For all of the, I'm sorry to say ridiculous, because ridiculous things that Daryl Morey has asked for in exchange for Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
At least what you can give him is that he has tried consistently over and over again in the teams that he has been in charge of. Brought people in, brought people out. Experiment, experiment, experiment.
Yeah.
Okay, oh, Dwight didn't work. Let me try Chris Paul. Oh, Chris Paul didn't work. Let me try Russ. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. he is very much like, let me, this isn't and working.
Like 1 year. Like, 2 years max.
Might be too fast. Yeah, exactly. But that's something that, like, and I think that that takes a huge degree of, okay, this, I did this. Mm-hmm. Maybe a player who is a star here has asked for this, but still I like okayed this, I did this, and it didn't work. That's yeah. the thing with Portland is they've never really had that kind of, oh, let me step back. This isn't working. And maybe they slightly did, like the report said. I think that this trade has, they've been trying to push through this, but Daryl wanted like a lot more. He wanted draft picks. And Ben, or and sorry, McCollum for Ben. And I was like, dude, he's not even,
he's playing. Gonna want, like, I think that's the thing that people are missing out when we talk, when we had that whole episode when we were talking about Ben Simmons. Like, it comes down to what Daryl Morey is asking for. Like, he put that limit, set those boundaries of like, I want this type of player. And I think CJ is that person. I think where I was saying we disagree a little. I don't know if he fits great with the Sixers, but I don't know if he's going to just take CJ. He's going to want a lot more. And is Portland willing to give that up?
I thought you thought the fit in Portland would have been bad. I didn't know you meant the fit in Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's my, I feel like I voiced that a couple people don't agree with me, but I don't really see it. I don't know. And you know, CJ is one of my favorite players, so I want him to go and thrive and succeed wherever he is. But I don't really know if I see that. Maybe I'd have to see it to like see it play out with the positioning and everything. But right now it doesn't make sense in my brain.
With what he's doing right now, and the fresh infusion of, okay, I'm somewhere else. I'm playing with somebody yeah. else. And I also think he'd get so many more looks. I mean, yes, Embiid is like, you know, going to always be the priority there. But the where they need him, they're going to end up going to him so much more often. The Sixers have been so hungry for somebody like this for so long. And I mean, the reverse is true. Like what the report was saying, or I don't know if that was like what Dame was saying, is true as well. You know, I don't want to, maybe it's not best for me to share the ball if it means having someone who can bring a lot on defense. Mm-hmm. I'd rather sacrifice that. And maybe it's the same for the Sixers. Or at least that's what I think. But with Portland, I'm just like, Ben is, you should not be giving up more in that trade.
Yeah.
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 But also don't waste time. That's a great
way to say it. Yeah.
So that's all they have. Whoever this future GM is has a lot. And you know what? I'm sure their owner is really going to pick a winner. I'm sure he is.
Sure of it.
That was sarcastic.
I know. I love how you're like, yeah. Fire Chauncey Billups. I knew you were going to get to that somehow.
For multiple reasons. Yeah. Even if he was doing great, I'd be like, fire him. Let him go.
Good luck, Portland.
Good luck.
Hey, what's up, guys? Jordan Liggins here. TickPick should be your first choice to buy basketball tickets because they save fans money by never charging any service fees ever. TickPick is an exclusive ticketing partner for Spinsters and the Blue Wire Network. NBA basketball is finally back, and there is no need to exhaust yourself searching all over the internet to find NBA tickets anymore. Because TickPick, that's TickPick, is the original no-fee ticket site and the only one you'll ever need as your go-to for all NBA tickets. I'm actually super excited because I'm about to go visit my sister in Chicago, and we're gonna go to a Bulls game, and hey, I'm gonna check out TickPick for the best tickets on the market. I know they're gonna be the best price, I know it's gonna be easy, and no service fees. Visit tickpick.com/spin today to save $10 on your first order of NBA tickets. tickpick.com/spin.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Harry, what are we doing on time? Is there anything else you want to talk about, Jordan?
I did want to briefly talk about freedom and how, as a concept, it's just a wonderful thing to be a part of America where just freedom rings. And I think I'm going to change my last name to Freedom because peace and world peace and love are taken. So
that's how you really affect change. If we learn anything from the bubble, that's how you affect change, is you just change the name on the back of the jersey.
Because, you know, that's what people are seeing. And then that's what America and law, the people that can make change, they're looking at the back of the jersey, not the front, you know? So why not have it on the back?
Freedom. I love how Celtics fans are losing their minds in appreciation for
it's actually canter. Wild.
They're like, it's he went wild. On Fox News. We love him.
Yes. He went on Fox News. He's so American. I love this man. I wonder how his jersey sales are doing. If they even got it out there.
Yeah, probably amazing.
But my favorite thing about watching the game was all of the mistakes of anytime he did anything and the play-by-play or the announcers being like, freedom for two with the putback, freedom with the block. I'm like, this is weird.
I loved the someone screenshot Embiid blocks freedom.
It's bizarre.
Which happened like in the bubble too when they had, they'd like, you know, someone get posterized and it would be like, not freedom. I don't know. What were on the jersey?
Black Lives Matter dunks on group economics or something.
Yeah, but it was always the reverse. Like, it was really horrible. Yeah, you know, it was like the anti of what they wanted for. It was like, you guys are,
It's like that. Have you seen that, like that graphic that was going around that was like coaches versus racism or something? And it was calling like a university racism. It was horrible, horrible idea. That's this whole thing that's happening right now. And it was like, okay, I'm betting racism to win by three. Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, honestly. God. I mean, this is America.
This is America.
I want somebody to make, every time I hear when he's checking in, they're like, oh, freedom, blah, blah, blah. I want the Nicki Minaj, like, cut.
Yes.
And it's to freedom. We need more Barbs who are NBA fans. Do. This would have already been taken care of. They don't waste any time.
They really don't. They don't.
Yeah. They don't waste any time.
But everything with Ennis Freedom is just, it's really a train wreck. It's a lot. It's a lot to take in. But
and then he sent that, he publicly tweeted Jeremy Lin and was like, you are, stop defending China. I don't know. It was out of the blue, right? Out of the blue.
He just woke up.
This man is from California. Unprompted. Just say it. If you have something to say, why don't you say it in private? Ooh, my nails are not done.
Mine neither.
This is a sign of the times. And by the times, I mean I'm really broke right now. I just spent so much on Black Friday. And none of it fits. Like, I always do this every single year. I bought a coat. I'm trying to transition into all like floor length coats, not floor length, but like ankle length.
Yes.
And so I'm like, oh, I'm going to layer a lot. And so I'm going to buy it a bit bigger. And like I bought all larges, and it's not even that I mind how the body fits, but the sleeves are like past my fingers, which I guess it doesn't matter really if I get my nails done anymore. But then I have to return it all. I don't even want to exchange it because I'm just exhausted by the whole thing. And exchanging is harder than returning. ASOS cost money to return. Or maybe they don't. Maybe it's the other one. I don't know. I need to stop participating in fast fashion. And then I listened to this podcast and they were like, oh, if you're shipping a bunch of stuff, you're part of the problem and workers are having to work harder because of you. And then I felt like shit and now I'm just going to return it. And I'm sure they have to put it back where it belongs in the warehouse where they have to pee in a bottle to work. I'm just like,
it's a lot. It's exhausting.
B, my credit card is literally screaming at me. Every time I log on to Chase, it just like,
it's like, what are you doing here? It
blinks in bright lights. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. You'll make it through.
I'm embarrassed.
It's okay.
I'm embarrassed. I'm going to return like all of it and then, yeah. But once again, I'm so tempted by, you didn't buy anything?
First time. I did not buy anything. I was looking at flights, though. I was like, where's the trips Black Friday?
Do they have Black Friday sales on flights?
I mean, I clicked in a couple advertisements that were directed towards me for different airlines, but
which airlines were directed towards you? Because that means Instagram either thinks you're broke or thinks you're doing well. Was it like Spirit?
It was not Spirit. It was Southwest and Alaska Airlines.
Alaska?
Yeah.
That's a good airline.
I know. I think I voiced out loud. I was like, dang, I actually really like Alaska. And then all of a sudden I get everything Alaska Airlines.
That just happened to me, but I don't want to get into what it was for. It was embarrassing.
Well, that's our show.
It's not more embarrassing than having your last name be Freedom, though. And it's not more embarrassing than being fired and being after years of not building an actual contender. So
nothing is more.
Who's the real embarrassment? Still me.
Well, tell us what other last names.
Tell us what your most embarrassing things are.
Tell us your deep, dark secrets on our voicemail. And also what other last names that Ennis Cantor Freedom could have chose. Because I just want to hear the creativity. On our voicemail at 502-874-4453 or send us an email at spinsters@bluewirepods.com. Also, if you have any mailbag questions, we're going to be doing a mailbag soon. So you can email those or send it on the voicemail or tweet us any questions that you have for Haley and I about basketball or life. Either one.
Or you can send your social security number so I can take out a credit card in your name.
Yep. So, there's more sales coming for the rest of the year.
Looking forward to it. Spinsters is hosted by me, Haley O'Shaughnessy, and Jordan Liggins. This episode was produced by Jordan, Isabel Jocelyn, Harry Krinsky, and Alex Ward. Our production coordinator is Devin Shepard, and our executive producers are Peter Moses, John Yales, and me.
Hey, Spinsters. This is Wolfie in Tacoma, Washington. You're my favorite pod in the world. Keep doing what you're doing. I have two things that would make me happy. One, I'm a huge Storm fan, obviously. I need Sue to get that fifth ring. Let's go, Storm. Two, I am now a Blazers fan, unfortunately, since the Sonics got stolen from us. I need Neil O'Shea out of here. Like, gone. Like, it's out of the NBA. Not just out of Portland, out of the NBA. It killed me seeing Gary Payton in a Lakers jersey. I do not ever want to see Damian Lillard in another jersey. Neil O'Shea, go home. Thanks, girls. Love you.